Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, 'cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Who is the real Todd Glass?
Hey.
Well, it's obviously not that one. That's Chris Burden.
Hey, Todd.
Well, but people knew. They're like, no, because one's like, here's yours. And I'm not trying to be rude. No, I'm really not. I'm really not. Yours is like, hey. Mine's, hey. Here's yours again. Hi, girls.
Well, I think I actually got the words right.
You did. I'm sitting here with Chris Burden, ladies and gentlemen, in Washington, D.C., getting ready to do a show at the Kennedy Center. The Todd Glass Show at the Kennedy Center.
Hey! What?
Now, I like to point this out just so people don't, you know, it is in the, there's two theaters there, which I never knew that. And we are in the smaller theater. Nevertheless, we are at the Kennedy Center tonight with Chip Chantry as my guest, Philadelphia's own. Chris Burden behind the board. The band will be Marcus on drums and the ever so talented on bass and keyboards, Bryce, who also played for me last night at the Improv. And we had a great time. How are you? Are you feeling good? Are you in good spirits? Well, I'm going to roll into the show pretty quick today. By the way, tonight's Friday, right? Today is Friday. Tomorrow night, the 25th of June, the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County. I promise you I'm not telling you this just to say it. There are tickets available, but not a lot. Last I heard, there was like 40 tickets available. So, you know, but that'll go pretty quick. So that's that. I think it's an 8:30 show. Yeah. And it'll be a lot of fun. I have the band that I used in Pittsburgh. you know, James on keys and Ross on drums. They're playing with me in the Comedy Cabaret in Dolestad. It will be a fun show. And the incomparable Blake Wexler will be opening the show. Saturday night, tomorrow night, the 25th of June, the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County. All right, enough with that. I think everything else is good. I don't know where we're going to... Oh, remember last week on the Todd Glass Show, I couldn't find my phone? Where? What happened next? Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Wow. And let me tell you something here. The weather outside, it's looking... It's, you know, here in D.C., it's pretty... it's like... It's getting pretty bad. Wow. Oh, it just cleared up. Wow. All right. I have so much to do, and I'm sitting here playing in my phone. Enjoy the second half of part two, or the second half of the show. Our guest was, Chris Farron is, he was part of the first show, but he's also in the whole after show. Chris Farron. Anyway, that's it. You're beautiful, you're nice, you're special, you're kind, you're smart, you're funny. Do you hear me, you dumb fuck? Sometimes people need positivity yelled at them. Really. Sometimes someone needs you. I don't believe in violence, but sometimes you want to take somebody and just like you smack them across their face and go, I love you. Accept it. And then you smack them again. Love yourself. Boom. And they're like, whoa, Jesus, I needed that. But not really. Alrighty. Enjoy the show. Chris, I'll give you the last words and make it nice. Okay, that's it. Here's the show.
Wait, so that's an intro for...
No, that's the show. That's the intro for the show. Yes, that's a different show.
Yeah, because you were like, Chris Farron was the guest.
And this is all on it, too.
Oh, I was just confirming. Because I think there's some people listening are disappointed to know that I'm not on this show.
I never thought about that. Now, he's next week. Chris Burden's next week for those Chris Burden fans. Next week, he'll be on the show. This week, he's just here. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
The ghost took it.
The ghost took it. Oh, my God. No, be honest with me, guys, and I don't want you to lie to me.
Okay.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that ghost? Listen. Okay, now I'm not here. That's. I don't believe in ghosts. I do not believe in them.
I can't hear anything.
I don't hear anything. What are you talking about?
He said your name, Chris. He said your name. Okay, you didn't hear that?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, come on. You guys are freaking me out. Okay, the joke's over. Potato salad. Tell me you didn't hear him?
No.
He said Aaron. He said you're doing a real... You didn't hear him talk to you directly. He specifically said your name. You don't hear that? Yeah, there it is right again.
I heard the thunder.
Oh, gosh, you're freaking me out.
I can hear a tambourine, but I can't hear anything else.
Yeah, that tambourine is really spooky.
Guys, you don't hear him like saying... Okay, you guys don't hear that. Wouldn't you like the sound of more... Oh, shit, that
I hear
me
tambourine.
The... Okay, that gave me the chills. That gives me the chills. You don't hear the voice.
I just hear tambourine.
You don't hear him when he says, it's really me. I'm a real person.
No.
Chris, you must believe Todd.
No, that sounds like something you would say.
No, listen, here.
I can't hear anything.
You a little louder.
You must.
Okay, now who's saying that?
Todd, are you
saying
whispering?
What?
Okay, why would it have reverb in it like that if it wasn't real? Think about it before you answer and make a fool of yourself.
Reverb in what?
Oh my God.
Reverb exists naturally in the app.
My reverb button is broken.
Uh-huh.
It's been broken for a week. I haven't had reverb on this show. Describe your guitar floating around the room. What is going on? Gosh darn.
What is going on? You see your guitar?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it doing?
It's just standing there.
Okay, it is now, but a second. Okay, that you're right. No, that you're right. When you're right, you're right. You know, it's nights like this you want to tell something revealing about yourself. You want to let the walls down because it's only us, the thunder, and we're sheltered. What else is there to be more real? Chris?
Why don't you go first?
No, go first, buddy.
I think you're right about revealing stuff, and I think we should definitely lay it all on the line.
Just tell me a nice story.
And I would have always just wanted to hear a nice story from you.
Well, why don't you go first?
Give me a nice, revealing story.
Well, because of the nature of what's going on in the world right now, I can't think of anything. Because every one of my stories is going to be destruction. So let me try to take it a different way. What do I have to do? Come up with a story of...
Just tell me something revealing about yourself.
Oh, I started getting more involved. Oh, no. Sometimes I make out with my cat.
Oh, gross.
I'm lonely.
It's disgusting.
You said you wouldn't judge.
I didn't.
Who was judging then?
I wanted you.
Oh, I hear that.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who do you think it was?
Is that
I'm not
your
crazy.
Cat?
No, my cat.
That's your cat.
By God, can I tell you something?
That's definitely a cat.
Can
That's
I tell
a
you
cat.
Something? We had a cat that was making crank phone calls for the show.
Is that true?
Sends them into us.
You promise?
No.
No?
No, it's true. The cat was making... Pause it. The cat... Pause it. Please. I'm sorry. It comes off very aggressive. This cat calls in. It calls... And it loves the show, so then it sends the calls into us, and we play them. Aaron met him at a bowling league.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The cat. Oh, at a ping pong tournament.
It was a ping pong bowling tournament.
A ping pong bowling tournament. Yeah. Every year, it's a big ping pong bowling.
I know about it.
Ping pong bing bong. No, it's called ping pong bing bong. It's not a joke.
Wow.
Ping pong bing bong. How about basketball and hamburgers in one?
How about it?
How about it? All right, listen, I got a show to do. I can't be stupid. So what are we coming up with here?
The cat crank call?
Oh, the cat calls. So it calls in and sends him into the show. I think it's doing the refrigerator thing. Go ahead. It loves it. Here's the problem with this one, and I'll play it again in a second. I feel like she's not really that. The cat's enjoying it a lot more than cat. You gotta give us a call because play it again. The cat.
I like when prank calls when you can tell the other person sees the humor in it.
Maybe that's what play it again. Maybe that's what's happening. She's not. Yeah, she's not. But he really thinks he got her. You can barely understand
her.
She understands.
Oh my god! You can't just never get old. Is your family ready? Yes, it is.
Oh, it's funny every time. Is there another one?
Hello? Hi.
How are you? Did you read any of the signs? Where are you? Look out the window. Is there anything you can read? Tell me. Bring me to you. Okay. Okay. No, just eat to the 405. Okay.
Oh, she stabbed in the trunk.
You're going to make it out of this. Turn off your cell phone. Don't know you have it. Hide it somewhere. This is not funny.
Oh my God. I don't remember. Maybe we weren't in the right mindset, because I remember thinking this was funny. We played this once before, but like now, like, it's so well. It's almost like beautifully choreographed. The whole energy of it going and the love of the cat. You know what? I could be a, this could be a musical. Oh. Wow. Wow. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm only going to ask you one.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm only going to ask you once. Did you or did you not? And I'm only going to ask you once.
Okay.
I just want a yes or no answer. I don't play dilly-dally. I don't flibby-flabby. And I certainly don't mamsy-pamsy. But I'm going to ask you this. Well, as we sit in this room with the thunder outside, with the good Lord looking over you, did you or did you not, and have the decency to look me in the eye and be a man? We can agree to disagree, and I'm not going to harm you, but you should be able to look another man in the eye, a woman, a child, anybody on this planet, a dog, or a poor little spider that you probably stepped on because you just don't give a shit anymore.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
So the question is this, and I hope I ask you, as we sit here in this dark barn.
Yeah. This filthy.
With only the truth. With only.
This filthy, disgusting barn.
How dare you, even in a bit, call my barn disgusting. Even in a bit, I will stop right now and have a one-on-one, man-to-man throwdown that you would make any barn in my. This barn is like nice, like in the movies. Like if someone has a. How about a gentleman's. Let's turn the echo off and talk about this. I would love, you know, I guess the expression is a gentleman's farm. Now, I don't want to do anything that would be cruel to an animal, but if you could have, like, maybe a horse that needs a life that can never be ridden.
Uh-huh.
So I think if you have a gentleman's farm, I'm not saying you couldn't have a horse that you could ride on a gentleman's farm. It would just mean 2, 3, very well-maintained, usually cared for.
Right.
Usually they have a pretty good life if you believe in that at all, but
yeah.
I guess. But anyway, a horse that, you know, could be on your property, some chickens.
Yeah, you fuck it.
No,
it is a gentleman's barn.
Gentleman's farm.
Come on, look at him on his feet. Look at him paying attention over there. This Chris Farron, ain't he something special? Comes right in right there just when he was supposed to. He says, it is a gentleman's farm, and boom, let's do an instant replay of that right now, and I want the audience to hear how professional it was.
It is a gentleman's farm.
Gentlemen's farm!
Oh, wow! How about that guy can make me sing? Huh? Shouldn't he do it for me? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling, you know it inside. But when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make it a snappy new day.
Beautiful.
Do something with that. Put some trumpets in there. Really layer it up nicely. God, he did Eddie so good. I was so impressed.
Yeah, it was good.
That was really good. I wish I knew one of those songs all the way through. I was trying to do it. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a great feeling to... No, don't do it. I want to get the words next week and sing it right.
I don't want you to do the music to that. I can do better. Do not do music to that. I will not appreciate it. No, I won't. He'll think I'll do it anyway. Don't do it. I want to do a good, clean one. We could do it at close the show that we both do it. We all do it. Make this guy fucking work. All he does is sit as an ass all day.
Already I'm angry.
Eddie's was great. I loved it. I think you did a lot to his, by the way, with changing, like, maybe editing when his voice came in, cleaning things up. I think it was a lot more than adding music to it, huh? Oh, of course I know what I'm talking about. This guy's like, shut the fuck up. Of course I noticed. Eddie never had an operatic voice. Eddie loved it. I played it for Eddie last night. He goes, I love this. Can I share this with, you know, and whatever. He's very into the social media.
Oh, Twitter.
No. He's a CB.
And
a
CB radio?
He has a CB radio, and he announces,
truckers.
Announces his shows to the trucking community. You ever see one of his shows?
Yeah.
Looks like a Snyder's Pretzels convention.
Snyder's Pretzels convention.
Wow, see, this is a professional show. Okay. I feel like I'm not doing a good job hosting. Because whenever I'm...
Oh, alive, we didn't know you didn't know.
You didn't know. You didn't know what?
We thought you didn't know.
We thought... Oh, we thought you didn't know. Oh, jeez.
Whew, yeah.
Oh, my dear Lord. Well,
that's a weight off my chest.
Oh, look who's coming in. Oh. Nick Leap, everybody, walks into the studio to take a picture. Let's listen to what the words are.
He built this barn.
Yep.
He falls asleep tonight.
Yeah, he comes in, he falls asleep. Oh, he's in the studio. Oh, he's loving it now. He's smiling. Look at him. He loves it. Listen how he rhymes. You want to know when someone's a professional rhymer? They make shit rhyme that doesn't have to. That's when you're fucking good.
Yeah.
Listen.
He falls asleep in the podcast.
That's professional.
Tonight. He doesn't care that nobody sees him. He falls asleep.
Sing a song about ducks.
Oh, got just the song.
We do. Hold on. We were going to call somebody. We never got on our motorcycles, drove around calling.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we didn't do it enough. We didn't do it enough.
You want to play the game where every minute we have to name a bald actor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. No, I'm exhausted. Someone else, will you do it with them?
A bald actor.
Yeah, you have to name. It's a game where they. I've seen this played on Fallon.
I don't know his version.
Does it have to be a bald actor?
Well, that's. It could be any category.
Well, we can choose a different.
Could be famous people. Is it like name famous Nancy's? Would that be one in this game?
Who's famous Nancy's?
I'm just making any name up. I thought of Nancy Reagan, and I said, could it be, would it be? And we Nancy just go, Nancy Drew. Reagan, Nancy.
Yeah, it could be.
That's
could be
that. Okay, so yeah. That's the game. Anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And where'd you see it played?
I made it up myself.
Well, fishy.
Yeah.
Fishy.
Yeah.
Fishy.
Yeah.
Fishy.
At the fish market.
Yeah. No. What?
Red Lobster?
Yeah, what about it?
My favorite restaurant.
Oh, me too.
Red Lobster.
You're gonna love it. Red Lobster is good, but it's not too nice. Red Lobster will be at affordable price because it's not too good. It's not too nice. But Red Lobster will give you an affordable price. It won't be very bad. It won't be very delicious. It'll be right down the middle, but hot served by a nice person. Red Lobster is not too good. Red Lobster's not too nice. It'll give you service right down the middle, and it's for a cheap price. Come on in to Red Lobster, we're gonna make your night. And I ended up being their spokesperson after that.
Great.
Can I tell you something else about Red Lobster?
What?
The food's good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. If you took everything off any plate and put it at the best seafood restaurant in the world, just look, let's face it, it's all in that, you know, put it on there, go to a seafood place, put it on a plated thing, go out there, put it on a chopping block, the lobster with a hatchet in the middle of it. Why are we eating lobsters anyway out of the shell? It's so mean. They're like people. They're so...
Yeah, they're exactly like people.
Well, they are. The ones I know. You must know dumb lobsters. I have a lobster friend of mine I talk to on the phone all the time, and he's cool as could be.
Ah, oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. I don't make fun of lobsters. Oh, they're just lobsters.
All right.
How about one guy said they should call a lobster, half schlopster, schlopster. Now, that don't make no sense.
It does not make any sense.
It was an old joke that... Mr. Bullhorn and Mr. Bull, Glenn Super, and Mr. Bullhorn used to tell. Like, he goes, you know, they have, what is it with brunch and lunch? It's they put two words together, you know. So he goes, it's like, would you like a pair of schlocks, shoes and socks? He did like 10 of them, and I loved it. He goes, it's shrimp and lobster. It's schlopster. It's half shrimp, it's half lobster, it's schlopster. Would you like some schlopster? What if you're at a restaurant and the guy goes, you know, you're at a restaurant, everyone's, can you give me some ambient restaurant noise? And your waiter came over and he was trying to sell you a schlopster and really tried. I'm pretty persistent about it, but you don't want it. We get some nice music. And I'd like to say a shout out to all the nice people that... are running around listening to my show. Thank you. Not too often people thank you for...
You know
listening.
Who you are.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Chris, did you really write it? What did I get? I just got a note here up on my screen. Because there's a square cut in the table with a TV slanted at me because it's a real show. Picture that. Sure, it's a barn and everything, but this is... we drop a computer into the table because it's a real show. I have switches. I turn on bubbles. Mixers, noises, lights and bubbles, smokes and all these things. Now, sure, I'm like Wayne Brady now. I improvise songs. But what was I going to say? Oh, so we're getting some
restaurant.
We're getting some restaurant ambient noise. When I hear it, I have to pre-approve it. There's a new thing on the show. Chris Hardwick said I have to pre-approve all the ambient noise sounds. And then we edit it out if I don't like it. But if I like it. I like it. I think you're doing a good job. And I want you to know... maybe Chris takes you for granted. I can tell you don't give a shit, but I fucking love what you do. I try to make myself the hero. Nah, Chris said the other day, he goes, so what do? You just, you can put a monkey back there with a peanut butter, and he would know what to do on this show. I go, no, there's music cues. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I see Aaron over there falling asleep. He's high.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. You're fucking wrong.
Oh.
What he does is invaluable. It's score. You have to score the whole show. We can tune in and out whenever we want.
Right.
He's got to listen to the whole goddamn show and drop in sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. He drops in. He knows what to do. Sure he does.
Aaron on the board.
Aaron on the board. Sure I have him a jingle made. That cost me $50.
$50?
Yeah. All these songs are not free. Okay, so here we go. I'll be your waiter. In memory of Glenn Super. I get up for this bit. Wow. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
How do you like the restaurant ambient sound? I don't have my headsets on, so I'm not able to hear.
It's a little low.
It's a little low. Yeah. Thank you. See, it's a good thing I checked. Okay, do you feel the restaurant sounds more real now? I want a nice restaurant, not a noisy cafeteria.
Yeah, feels a little more natural now.
A little natural?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it to be like nice people. If I had a restaurant, by the way, I would tell people to be quiet.
Right.
That would be the word out on the street. I wouldn't be rude about it. I'd be like, guys, I'm sorry, I hate to be this guy.
Yeah.
I just need you to... And I want people to be having fun in my restaurant.
Yeah.
But if they're dumb, I don't want dumb fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ha, ha, ha. Bob stepped on a rake.
Yeah.
That wasn't a good example. Okay, let's go back to the bit. You can talk away from the mic, too.
Okay.
We're at a restaurant. You want to have your guitar? You want me to work it into the bit like they used to work Elvis' song? You know, back in the day, the Elvis...
Into Elvis' podcast?
Bar. I can't get any more. The girls come walking by. You know, every song he had.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir? Welcome to...
Good.
This bit, whatever the name of the restaurant is, what restaurant is it?
This bit.
Okay, no, this is called the I Want Cafe. Would you like to try? Do you like steak?
I'm in more of a seafood mood.
Ah, you like steak? What do you like? Would you like some lobster and steak?
Oh, just
you
a lobster.
Try our steak. We're famous for our steak. I'll tell you what we got. I think you'd like it. It's steak. It's a little. It's called schlopster. It's all mixed in together. It's delicious. Schlopster.
I'll just go lobster.
Oh, you're going to love the schlopster.
I just want lobster.
Oh, I tell you the truth, and I hate to do it to you. I'll bring you a little bit. You make your decision.
I'll throw it away. I just want lobster.
Can I just give you, I'll give you a little bit of the chef.
put it on a plate with a little lemon. Trust it. If you don't go nuts over it, if you don't go nuts over it.
On the house?
By the way, for this bit, am I heard loud enough? Because sometimes when I'm listening to the show and it's in a loud place, I don't listen to the show. I made that up. Edit it out.
In loud places. Too.
Yeah, when I'm listening to it with maybe some noise in the background, I can't hear the quieter talk on it. Yeah. But you got to listen to this. This is not an afterthought, this show, people. You must listen to the show where the circumstances are quiet. Sometimes whispering is involved on this show. This show must be listened to where you can hear whispering.
That's right.
I will not take the insult. No one has said anything, by the way. Back to the bit. So, sir, I think you would really, I'll bring you a little bit of, of our schlopster.
Okay, on the house?
Of course it's on the house.
Oh.
I just want you to leave
tonight. I don't want it.
If I bring it to you and you don't like it, you're not going to hear me say anything else again. Can I tell you? I'd probably do it thousands of people twice, I'll be honest with you.
Twice.
Someone didn't want it.
I don't want it.
And that was okay. They had a delicious piece of fish. But let me bring you out the schlopster, and I think you'll really enjoy it. I'll bring you out a little bit. Just try it. You trust me, you'll be glad you did.
I'm just good with the water.
Would you, sir, first of all, sir.
The bread.
Don't be crazy.
Coffee.
Don't be crazy in the bit, you hear me? I demand you change your character. Now, I'm not qualified to argue with a guy that's sitting in a fine restaurant. Even for this bit, how would I handle this person? Because this person needs love if he's trying to, you're screw loose in a good way. You have a problem. A screw loose isn't a nice way to say it. So I don't want to, what am I going to do? The guy goes, I just want to sit here and drink water. Oh, he has a problem. I don't want to be rude to him because he's obviously disillusioned. He's not just a mean person, a guy that would be in a farm. So you're not going to be that guy. I'm going to make you be a guy.
I lost my appetite.
Well,
at this point.
No, you're crazy still. All your bits are crazy. All your people you make are sick. And then I have to deal with them and I become the bad guy. Okay, I'll deal with it. Well, sir, you do.
Do you have schlopster?
All of a sudden, you know how to make me like you, Violet. Actually, we do have schlopster. Oh, and you would love it.
Oh,
but can
gosh.
I recommendation? We
yeah.
have a piece of salmon. You would die for it.
Oh, I would love the
bit.
Schlopster.
He just, no.
Can I just have the schlopster?
No, I'm just joking around. I got you good, though, didn't
yeah?
I?
Yeah? You'll bring the schlopster.
Hey, we sell the schlopster by the pound. To be honest with you, are you a big eater?
I'll take half pound.
I get 7 pounds.
Nah.
Now, look at me. I weigh 500 pounds, and I eat 60 of them. So just do the math. Yeah. No, I don't like this.
Wait, hold on.
God damn it! No, I don't. It doesn't have to be that way.
Bring
to
this
be honest with you, would you like a pair of our shoes and socks that we sell as souvenir token gifts?
Yeah.
They're schlocks.
Oh,
and
no,
what
no,
they
no,
are
no.
is they're socks, but they're built into the shoe. And you peel the sock on over your foot, and then the shoe gets onto your foot part, and then the sock keeps going. They're called schlocks. Their shoes and socks, sir. Hey, it's a lot like the lobster if you think about it. Not
oh,
totally,
yeah.
but schlopster is steak and lobster, and.
Wait, how do you mean?
Steak and lobster is schlopster. It's our what we sell here, and then the shoes and socks are schlocks.
What's
it's
in,
like brunch? When
what's
you think
in
about
the schlopster?
Oh, in the schlopster, we have grade A lobster. All our lobsters are caught.
Uh huh. They're all caught.
Don't be a wise ass. All our lobsters are caught fresh.
Uh huh.
We bring them right here, and to be honest with you, if you saw the way they were treated, you would die.
Yeah.
They're so nice. They have floats and fun toys.
Yeah.
They play. And the way they kill them is they release tablets into the water, and they slowly fall asleep.
Is that safe to eat?
Probably not. That's what I tell my boss. I go, are you sure we're putting chemicals in people's bodies? He goes, hey, yeah, they think the mashed potatoes are real. Anyway, that's more of an old joke.
What's the mashed potatoes?
No, they're real now.
Oh.
Anyway. But we had a problem. He said you put some sour cream in there, a little bit of butter. Nobody fucking knows nothing. By the way, that's probably true. I think it's in the way they're whipped. You could fake people out with fake mashed potatoes. I'm sorry, sir. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
What a waiter.
By the way, I broke character and I was now talking in real life. But okay. Back to the waiter. So, by the way, for the people at home, I'm literally standing.
Excuse me. Can I get some more water?
Hey, do you like soda?
I'm just here
you
for
you like root beer and
I would just
soda?
Like
because you would like some of our
I know you have world famous water.
Do you like soda and water? Well, then, let me come right over
that,
there.
Sir, that okay, sounds like watered down soda.
No, it's watered up. It's
watered up soda. It's not watered down soda. It's watered up.
It's soda up. No, because you can either say it's watered down soda or it's soda up water. It's soda up water.
It's soda up water.
Why you have to look negatively?
That's great. Sometimes listen. I ask, since I don't drink, sometimes I ask for a virgin whiskey Coke.
What is that?
Coke.
Wow. And that's the first time we ever heard about that. You're listening to Chris Farron. Formerly with fake problems, something happened. We'll talk about it when we come back. I guess there's some feud going on. The guy tries to debate the audience. I guess that's what happens when you're in close quarters. Somebody gets a little handsy, but I don't know the story. Fake problems. Back in the news again today. Apparently their drummer. Blah, 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 blah. I can't think of it. I can't think of anything funny anymore. Guess what? I'm done being funny. I guess I'm done. I'll end the show. I haven't got nothing more.
Ah, we thought you didn't know.
Oh. That's funny, Chris. That's funny. You get a real good one in on me.
Hey, come on.
Hey, why you gotta be like that? Hey. Oh, we never did the In the Jungle song, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
No, we played it, but then we stopped. Oh, I hope you remember what to edit. Didn't we play it and then we? Oh yeah, we did. He falls asleep.
Yeah,
he makes it rhyme.
Yeah,
you know, Aristotle, and he's not under any narcotics.
It's true.
If vegetables are a narcotic, favorite vegetable, go
red.
Go.
No,
go, go quicker. You don't.
Hold on.
Play my game for
me. No, I do. I do. What was the question?
What's your favorite vegetable? Don't make a mean joke.
And I answer quickly.
No. Oh, what about your game where you were going to do the thing named Bald Actors?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead. Ding, ding, ding.
We need a 1 minute countdown.
Oh, a 1 minute?
Yeah.
60, 58, 59?
Close.
No, I mean, why would you need that for this game?
Because.
Seems like a big to-do about it.
That's exactly right.
Well, why don't we put some music? And instead, who starts an event? Oh, the new year.
No. It's the countdown's going on in the background, and we carry on speaking.
Can we get
normally,
some thunder?
And then every minute on the minute, we have to name a bald actor.
You want it to be thundering while you're doing it?
Sure. Yeah.
Like we're in it. This is all we could have left.
Can we get a 1 minute countdown somehow?
Oh yeah, 59.
Well, that way you don't have to.
Oh well, who do you want to do it?
Yeah, we got it.
I will ring the bell.
Okay, he'll ring the bell every time it's time to name a bald actor. Until then, let's start with one. Oh. Start with a...
Well, it's about to be
one.
Okay.
All I have is... Oh.
Well, hold on to it.
Oh, can it be the guy from the show? You don't have to know his name. Come on, as long as we allude to him. Make it easier. Let's do that version. Sure.
Kevin Spacey.
Wait, do we all have to name a bald actor, or is it like one at a time?
Sure.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Larry David.
Oh, you took mine.
Vin Diesel,
great.
John Alexander, or whatever his name was from Seinfeld.
Jason Alexander.
Jason, him.
Okay, great.
Him. I said him, and you knew what I meant. Let's not play any games. Let's just play nice and safe here.
Great.
Okay.
So now we wait.
Wait, does it matter if they're like naturally bald or like shaved head?
They can be shaved head.
All right. Oh, I don't want to play this game. Can I tell you why? I'm too George Carlin, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
But I want to watch you play it. I like to watch
yeah,
the...
Yeah.
But I don't have things in that much in my head.
Right.
Except the same, you know. I have a lot of good things. I'm not trying to say I'm a moron because I'm not, and I know I'm not.
Well, come on.
But this is just so... I don't mean to brag, but I'm a moron. I never wanted to tell you.
No,
I knew you'd always think it was a trophy. But I'm a... because for a...
Oh, the... Okay.
Dwayne Johnson.
The Six Flags guy.
Well, you know, you had time to think about it, and that's all you had. Maybe you shouldn't play this game either. I'm not
it's
saying
you're
not...
It's a hard game.
Well, yeah, you're not... Well, you're the one that picked the topic.
Yeah.
Why did you start with one you knew more?
Famous...
You didn't even know two.
Hey!
And... Let's think of this. Famous marks.
Okay.
Okay? And
also,
I'm gonna, you three go.
Well, I guess going back, would they have had to have been bald like all the time? Or like bald at one time?
This one here with the questions, I'll take
what
my
do you mean?
Because like, I thought of Billy Zane, who has been bald.
He's bald.
He's not bald
anymore?
I think he's bald now, but he's had hair.
Yeah.
He had hair in the Titanic.
Did he?
I believe so.
Mark Maron.
Mark Ruffalo.
I'm not playing. Go.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Go. You're right. No, my buzzer's back. My buzzer. I have a dyslexic buzzer.
No, you're right.
Bing, ding, 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 ding. Wrong answer. Go.
I already said one.
Go.
I already went to
it. Okay, well, we go around again. Go.
Wait, no, not yet. We're gonna run out of marks.
Oh, by the way, I thought about this. Yes, and also you can give the person, you can take breaks. And then you get, that's better that way.
That's why I do it.
And then they
the
have
five,
and guess what? Some people work better on pressure, so you even get 5 seconds once they're answered. 5, 4, 3.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That way, that really can make the game have some longevity, and it's still not easy.
Yeah.
So if you can think of one, that's great. If not, maybe under pressure, it gives you one last chance. Are we ready? 4 seconds, I'm sorry.
No, 10.
We're not fucking around.
Oh, my God.
Where are we at?
Okay, marks.
Wait, we don't have it yet.
Hold on.
Well, there's, I decide when.
I have a mark.
We can't have the game be too easy. I'm the one who decides.
Oh, here we go. Mark Wahlberg.
How come you go first? Okay, go ahead. I mean, I want to make it more like a game show. Aaron?
Mark Twain.
Right answer.
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
Right answer.
That's what I was trying to get. I was like, what's his last name?
Ladies and gentlemen, please take time to think and restore your marks in your head. Shh. This weather is. I love
crazy.
It. Does this not feel really, like, don't, this weather is crazy enjoyable, isn't it? Isn't there something really cozy about it?
Yeah.
Knowing we're in here with this, just like one candle. People at home, you should do the same thing. That's right, I'll say it on the opening, maybe. A lot of times I forget to say things in the opening. I'm under a lot of pressure, you know.
Yeah.
That Frank, Johnson account, I need to...
Mark...
Come on.
Sniz.
Mark Hoppus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to be honest with you. It's a lot of work. I'm exhausted.
It's difficult. We can stop.
No, I don't mind watching other people do it. It's a good exhaustion watching you guys do it. Yeah. That way there's no pressure on me. It's like when I decided I didn't have to learn in school anymore. Then I enjoyed it so much. I remember literally going, just whatever you retain, you'll retain. But don't.
It's like how on June 24th I'll be in Burlington, Vermont. Something like that. Is that what you're saying?
It has nothing to do with, what do you mean?
Yeah, June 24th I'll be in Burlington, Vermont.
Why don't you tell me something about yourself and I'll do what you just did. How's your family?
They're all up in Burlington.
Oh, that reminds me of how I'll be at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown on June 25th
Mark
or 6th.
I'm in this. I'm in this.
I forgot. I think I'll be there the 25th. 22nd I'll be there. 23rd, 24th. 25th, the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County.
Oh, weird.
With the band and everything.
That's so
weird. It's going to be great. It's not. How's that remind you? All right.
That reminds me the 25th I'll be in Buffalo.
Wow.
New York.
Where are you going to be in Buffalo?
One of the buildings.
No, are you really have a show there?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you say where? Oh, you don't know. By
I don't
heart.
Remember.
That's okay. No, that's. I understand. Sometimes my family they go, "What city are you in?" And I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But not always. Sometimes I know where I'm at in half a second. But if it's Booga, I always bleep it out so the audience doesn't get offended.
Yeah.
You know. By the way, if you are wondering that. Yes, when you happen to be in a city that's real cool, like Chicago, a good club, the city is a bonus. But comedians will. Someone said, "Will comedians come to Boise if you have a good club?" Keep in mind, I think more places could do it than think they do. Than think they can. I think more can if it's run right and you know what you're doing, because you're not looking for thousands of people to come out at night. You're basically going, "Can this city?" People go, "Yeah, but that's a small city."
Meet my guarantee.
Yeah. Oh, so could this city of this small crowd basically? Could you put 175 in there 5 times a week? In a small little city? I admit some cities couldn't, but a lot more than people are afraid to. Because when they do it, if you build a club in Boise and it's a good club, comedians will want to go there. Minneapolis isn't known to be the best place on the planet. Well, it's a pretty good city, but the club and then Acme just happens to be in Minneapolis. So, of course, comedians love Minneapolis. But if you will go anywhere where there's a well-run club and you'll love the place you're at, you know.
Yeah. Mark Curry.
Right.
That's so weird that you hit it right on the minute.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
That's great.
But do you want to
Marco Polio, asshole?
Polio?
Something like that.
What's your idea?
I don't have any ideas. It's just Mark is...
Oh, yeah. So it's a difficult one.
God. I feel like, you know what I should do? Is that air conditioning still on? You know when it's thundering out? And well, the only reason I like that air on is because it's taking the humidity out of the room.
Yeah.
So it's, like, nice to be in here. It's warm, but yet it's no humidity.
Oh, jeez.
Who is that?
That's my wife.
Oh, my God. What is it tonight? I feel like it's the same thing happened with the last show.
Yeah, I...
Well, just let's end the show. Thanks for coming by. We had a good time.
Oh, she can wait.
No. Let me wrap it up. So, anyway, we had a great time, and, you know, this...
Oh, my God. The ghost?
Oh, my God. It's the ghost. That's... By the way, let's understand one thing. I think that horn was not even a real horn. It's had echo in it, that horn.
You think that's the ghost's
car? Let me hear
that. Oh, my God.
That's a ghost.
That's a ghost car.
That's not...
I'm in a parking lot!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
I heard that.
I'm in a parking lot.
Yeah,
am I crazy?
That. No, I heard that. I mean, yes, but I heard that.
I'm not a ghost. I'm just lost.
Oh, that's a ghost.
It's a ghost beeping its ghost horn.
That is a ghost.
That is a ghost. That is a ghost. I'm positive.
That's for
that's
sure
a
ghost.
Ghost. That is a ghost. Listen to it.
I'm in the Grove parking lot.
Oh, that's creepy.
Okay, tell me that's...
That's creepy.
It said something about the Todd Glass Show. I know it.
I'm listening to the Todd Glass Show to try and get some help.
That's a fucking ghost.
That's a ghost.
That is a ghost.
That's a ghost.
Tell me something about myself that nobody would know. Tell me something about myself that nobody would know to prove you're real.
You'd never mess up your hair.
Shh.
Oh, my God,
it's true. By the way, that could be something that would be true about me. I do keep
it's something that we talked about before we were recording.
Oh, you're right. Well, we were talking about the hot washcloth thing before we were recording the show, and I said that I understand if somebody's wearing makeup that they don't want to do the hot washcloth on their face. I don't think I did it first. I think I would get a little bit like, oh, do it. But then I realized I wouldn't do it on my head. If somebody goes, it's a nice hot towel, you put it on your head. No, I don't care how good it fucking feels. I don't want my hair to be messed up. He listens, and I actually had me go, how does he know that?
It's a good part!
It's a what?
Good part!
It's a good part. Thank you. He likes my part. This is a great... This is a friendly ghost.
Oh.
It's the friendliest... What did you say, ghost?
I'm lost in the Grove parking...
He's lost in my clean part?
The Grove parking lot.
Oh, he's lost. You're lost. The ghost doesn't get lost. They can go anywhere they want.
No, I think he's lost in the Grove parking lot.
Oh well, you can go anywhere you want. How does a ghost get lost? I thought you just floated through cement.
I'm not that type of ghost. That's a poltergeist.
Oh, what could be fun then? What can you walk? Can you do any? Can you float through the air?
No, I can just yell and punch.
So you can't. Do you see through doors and stuff?
No! Ask me whatever you want about being a ghost.
Can you take control of other people's bodies?
No.
Why do you beep the horn like that?
It's how you deal with the
So wait, I thought you could just drive right past them or drive through them or just make them disappear.
I'm stuck in the car.
Oh, wow.
So are you sure you're not just a regular guy that's calling in our show with reverb in your voice?
No, I'm a ghost.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost. It is a ghost. Oh my god!
Ooh,
it's a ghost.
That's
it's
a
definitely
ghost.
A
that's
ghost.
A ghost.
Definitely a ghost. That's definitely you can't get that kind of. That's a.
That's
real
a ghost.
Ghost.
There's no way. That's a real ghost.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's a real ghost.
That's a real ghost. No, that's a real.
That's a real ghost.
That's a real ghost.
It's a real ghost.
Oh, it's a real ghost. You make. Let's see what your memory is right now. Get the guitar up right now. Get the guitar up right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's got the guitar in his hand. Put some reverb in his voice. To the best of your knowledge, you can go through it a few times. I don't care. With your best of your knowledge, and this is true, to George Carlin, he does not know what I'm about to do. You make my pants want to get up and dance. I don't care what it is. Fake it.
You make my pants want to get up and dance. You make my feet want to sing. You make my pants want to get up and dance.
He's close enough. You make my pants want to get up and dance. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. And when I never, 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 because you're mine, I walk the line. That's the only part of the song I know. Oh, thank you. I keep my insides out. And one time the song was on the record. This is when I was like probably in fourth grade. And the next song came on. And before in the pause, I started singing it. Before it was a Johnny Cash song.
Uh-huh.
I started singing it. My brother and I had this book in my hand. And my brother goes, oh, that's written in the book. It was like my first sort of comedy. I go, yeah, they always print the Johnny Cash into this book. Like, yeah. Whatever the book I had, there'd be no reason that they would print out
right.
the set list of the Johnny Cash. You know, yeah, it's in that book. Yeah, coincidentally.
Yeah.
And then I remember my mom laughing really hard, and my brother punched me in the face. No, we never did shit like that because we were very evolved. That was a Johnny Cash. In the middle, I would always know the next one. I would try to do a DJ.
Yeah.
That's the more Johnny Cash. No, I didn't do it. That was when I was 30.
you listen to a Johnny Cash record, and then the song ends, and you go, that was Johnny Cash. Coming up next, we got another song from Johnny Cash.
A workforce block. How do you like that, you pile of shit? I got you real good, you pile of niceness. Why can't you have compliments that are aggressive?
Pile of niceness.
You pile of niceness, and that gets the aggression out. You pile of niceness!
Excuse me, do you have Schlobster here?
Listen, you're going to love our Schlobster. Someone told me through the grapevine you wrote a song about our Schlobster. Would you mind singing it?
I do, if only I had a guitar.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry I hit the fake.
That's okay.
Guitar. What is your song about Schlobster?
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, it's instrumental.
Oh, it is. Yeah. By the way,
no
I
words.
Have a great idea about that, a great thought on that. Do you think there's some, this had to be done. Somebody wrote an instrumental song for their girlfriend. No, I'm sorry. By the way, I bet it really exists, maybe 2% of the time, it was really a piece of music scored that reminds them. But what if you just say that? You go, you can write it for anybody. How are they going to go, this doesn't echo who I am, you know? Any cool piece of music with a halfway mellow sound, and you try to go, I wrote this about you, and then there's no words. I guarantee you the girl's going, no.
Yeah.
Even if it was a brilliant piece of music. All right, I get it, but no. I expected some goddamn rhymes.
Yeah.
I wanted rhymes, Sheila. This is bullshit. Bullshit. He sends me a song. He tells me, oh, I wrote a song for you. It's instrumental. Listen to it. Here, I'll play it.
Instrumental on the drums.
Yeah, it's instrumental on the drums. Let's play it, Aristotle.
Oh, this could be about somebody. Oh,
that's beautiful.
Okay, that's for me? No.
I wrote
way,
that
we
just
buy
for
that
you.
If you're in a relationship and the girl goes, hey, Chris, I love you so much. And I wrote a song about you. And by the way, play it for a minute. Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, it's a joke.
I put no thought into it, and you're so mamsy-pamsy about it that you end up...
Hey, I do not like to be called mamsy-pamsy, yes, and you know it.
He does.
Oh.
I found out over the years. Okay, so I'm back.
Mamsy-pamsy!
My old mamsy-pamsy! The old mamsy-pamsy. Hello. Oh, this is mamsy. I heard you're having a bad day. Oh, sure, I can act. I don't give a shit. I'm not even scared of people. Oh, by the way, you want to be this? You want to be this person?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a thing. He goes, our prices are so low, our lawyer won't say how cheap they are.
Okay.
Move away from the mic a little. I'll move over on the other side, and you be. We got you. Just telling his son, I want to make the relationship good here. It's funnier if it's a man and a woman, but I don't feel like. Oh, sure. Should I do an over-the-top, like, yeah. Woman from the... Okay, that's fun to do at least. All right, so... And then the radio comes on, you know, TV. By the way, this is a real commercial, so I have every right to do this bit, and it has some legitimacy to it. I am satirizing the truth, America! I'm kidding. I'm trying to make my show have some guts. But it is true.
So who am I playing?
Oh, I don't know anymore.
God.
I don't know anymore. No, you're playing the husband.
Uh-huh.
And he's thinking, oh, we got to get down to that store. They're so cheap, their lawyers won't even let them say what it is on television. You think it's good. Right.
I'm all in.
It.
Okay, got
it's it. All, and I'm like, I don't, this is bull, you know. I don't know how I don't know what I'm going to do with my character. Okay. Can I tell you that?
Yeah.
Right now, I don't know how I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as everybody thinks out there in listening land.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, you all sit in your nice chairs. And a lot of aggressive bits tonight.
It's okay.
It is all right. I think it's just me being self-conscious. But it's, my nature is to be aggression mixed with love.
Yeah.
That's what they said in the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
What do I fucking Beautiful. Know? What do I fucking know? I don't... I'm No, I don't want to do that. Hello, operator. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Mark Ronson, famous DJ.
Don't push it. Okay. Mark,
I was just
draw the Ford, used to direct traffic with him at the Valley Forge Music Fair. You want to go at it?
I feel like.
And while we're at it, Mark Spitz and Marky Mark's friend, Jerry. Technically, that counts. No, it counts. I already talked to the people. What, Aristotle?
I think if you just throw like a generic last name, like Mark Johansson, there's bound to be a writer out
yeah.
there.
Ooh, Mark Bolin.
Right.
Singer of T-Rex.
Yeah, tough
Mark
shit.
Baldwin.
Never heard of him. Mark Baldwin. Boom. I'll give it to you.
See, I don't know if he's an actual Baldwin, but I'm sure he's out there somewhere.
I'm going to play this game, and I'm gonna make a tough version of it. That's going to be, I like Todd Glazer's version. Mark Steinman, he directed a movie in 1924. Bet, wrong. Lose.
Yeah,
I want names. After Mark Harmon, if it's not Mark Harmon or Mark, I'll take old names. They have to be iconic. Mark Twain, of course.
Yeah.
But Mark Ginsting, who's that?
No way.
He invented the fly swatter.
Mark Brett
You know what?
Pitt.
I would give you the fly swatter inventor. That's a great invention. Other than that, before that, you used to have to swing a cat at them. Chip Crisper. You're
chip,
on the
chip,
air.
Chip,
that's my real uncle.
Oh.
Yeah, he what sings.
If,
he
what
sings.
If we played the game, but we mashed it with the fake name game? So every minute, you just have to think of a new name. And you
oh, yeah, it. With the
Perfect.
Fake name bit.
Perfect. Yeah.
Do you guys want to do it?
Yeah.
Yes,
I'll tell you what. I know how to keep people. Do you like our summer concert series?
Yes.
Have you listened? You listen to the show.
I love the summer
And then
concert
I want
series.
You to do a song, but I wanted to pick one song that you do.
Okay.
So we could do two more. We could do one more. We'll just do
Johnny
whatever
Frank.
We're doing. Can I ask you a question? And I hate to do this on the air, but it lets me pace myself. How long have we been doing the Late Show?
Jizz Stinkman.
Hour and a half.
Why do you have to be dirty?
What?
No,
that's my name.
I have a professional
show. That's
my
grandfather's name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This has been hour and a half.
Has it been? Wow. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
When you're like, what? Serious. To George Carlin.
Yeah.
What did we do? Maybe that's not a good sign. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you like Summer Concert Series?
I love it.
You're going to end the show with one of your songs. Can I
okay.
pick which one it is? Nah, you don't want to do one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the last song that you sang, you never did that here before.
Probably did, actually.
I don't think you did.
Mm.
The one at the beginning?
Yeah, the one you did in the beginning.
When he came out?
I liked it. Usually I remember. I can go back in the arsenals and listen, and don't make a fucking fool of me. I'm fucking hosting this show, and I'm telling you.
Oh.
That you never did.
Sam Williams.
Tex.
Who?
Martin.
Oh, can you play what?
Tex Martin.
Who's that?
That's somebody's fake name I made up.
No,
that's
the game. I'm sorry. I thought you had a friend you wanted to get on the show. You got to see Tex Martin, Todd. You're going to love his music. Okay.
I'll play anything you want me to play.
No, by the way, you're doing it great. I want you to just feel, you feel good, you feel relaxed.
Feel great.
Good. That's all that's important. By the way, if the guest, I swear to God, like if I feel everybody's comfortable, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a ghost. Would you admit it? That is a ghost.
That's a ghost.
That is a ghost. Can you walk through walls?
No, but I'm very comfortable being dead.
Oh, that's nice. Well, at least he's comfortable.
Thank you. And you're at a good place.
I don't feel anything.
But it's like lightness.
Whenever the car goes, that's where I go.
He must have a nice car. Ooh.
So funny. It's this ghost. See, the thing is, he is a ghost, but he can't drive through. He can't drive through. So it's a ghost. I think he has the impatience of a ghost.
Yeah.
You know, like he used to be able to. He, for a small sect, like in the afterlife, there might be different phases, and he used to be able to. Now he has the impatience of someone that used to be able to drive through cars. So he just sits and he beeps and he beeps, yeah, and he beeps, and it's just, you know, no one can take it. He just sits there. Listen to him. He beeps and he beeps and he beeps.
Acknowledge me.
Well, I've never heard of a ghost. I'll be honest with you, trapped in a car. The ghost, he can't get out of the car.
It's haunting a car.
He's very at peace. You know what I like about this ghost? He says, that's not what I like about this ghost. He keeps beeping his horn like that. So unprofessional.
I can't open the window.
Oh, now come on. Wow. Will you see him? Then stop yelling, because you're going to lose your wind. I don't want you to lose all your energy yelling.
It's how I feel comfortable.
Okay, can you stop beeping your horn, please? And you're great. I love you. I'm not scared of you. But why do you have to keep beeping your horn?
It's like I'm stuck in a loop.
All right, that's... I want to end the show. Oh. Would you like to hear our summer concert series? We have a great performance.
I would love to.
Everyone, a nice round of applause for the singer. Let's give him a name. No. Yeah, let's give him a name. How about Johnny Colorado?
Great.
Okay, let me hear the music. Bring the music in. I just want to have it like... So. Okay, pause it. Okay. So, and really applaud. If you don't mind, applaud loud, because that way we can cover, like we can come in and it gets lost. It sounds more real. I mean, can you put a lot of reverb in this? Here we go. Hey, background noise. May pretend you're there.
In your heart. You see, it's getting late. No need to hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
And the world
will be a better place.
Come on, what type of show is this? I have a real show to do. I can't fuck around like that. Hayden, are you having a good time?
Fantastic time.
Wow. Listen to him play the tambourine. I don't want you to lie to him.
Okay.
Because he doesn't need false encouragement.
Okay.
I think he has a definite knack with the tambourine. Play a little bit of your tambourine background music. Right? You hear it, or is it just me?
It's very avant-garde.
Well, give him. Can you sing a little song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sing a song and then he'll do backup for you. Is that okay? Because I think he could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you put some reverb in his voice?
Oh. Every night I hope and pray.
It's good.
Come my way. Someone to hold in my arms and keep you near.
He's good, right?
Yeah.
No, he's really good.
Okay.
Don't lie to me.
Use him in your band. Use him in your band.
Okay.
Okay. The bad names go around the table, and I'll slow it down. I get this game to work. You have to slow it down a little bit. Play at home. Use the home version. By the way, we don't charge anything for our home version. Just set it up the way you imagine it to be here. Do it
at
your house.
Tweet at us your name.
Tweet us your name. Hey, look at there. There's Bill and Lisa enjoying playing along with the show. What am I? Am I necessary? Anything I did tonight, what would happen if I didn't do it? Would the world... overall, by the way, just so you don't think I'm being like overly... Overall, I give myself okay praise. Maybe, you know, in isolated moments, you know, I didn't need to play a duck song. But this is what I enjoy.
Bill Tedenstein.
San Antonio says that if you're having a good time, they're having a good time. Never words were said better that resonated me so much. If you're having a good time, we're having a good time. That's what San Antonio told me. No, the name.
Any name.
All these names keep are real names.
Fred Schnoster.
You can come up with, oh, yeah. Oh, they can be, well, they,
Ped
they can be real names as long as we don't know them and they're not famous people. When you're lying at the border, you can go to your friend's name.
Brad Pittston.
I don't be a friend.
Brad Pittston. He's my buddy.
Don't be a fresh.
He's my old
don't
buddy.
Be fresh.
He's my oldest
don't
friend. Be,
you wanna,
he's 55 years old.
Don't be rude, Brad Pittston.
Brad Pitzer.
There you go.
Yeah, really?
Come he knows on. Brad Pitzer.
Really?
Yes.
Tom Cruise in Stein.
Don't fuck around.
That's my uncle. Goes to synagogue every Sunday. John Krusenstein.
John Krusenstein.
Tom Krusenstein.
Tom Krusenstein.
His father's John Krusenstein. He's Tom Krusenstein. They have a daughter. Her name is Lisa Krusenstein. And they have a son, Scott Krusenstein. They also adopted a little baby from a country that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And also, we're not. Our prices are so low.
Oh, no.
Our licenses are so low that we're not allowed to say them on television.
That's is that true?
That was to George Carlin. That's a real ad I heard. Who's that baiting? Our prices are so low, our lawyers will not let us talk about them on television. Remember we started to do this bit?
Yeah.
Honey, we got to get to this store.
I'm trying to relax up here. Do I make women? Are my bits going to be dated because I'm doing women? Let's just do two guys.
Okay.
I don't want people to hear my bits. It's like hearing a bad sketch show from 1940.
John Womanly. Bits.
We have to figure out a way to do these bits from now on.
Honey!
Our nature always says to do a man and a woman.
Uh-huh.
But how about... Don't call me honey. Seriously.
What about two women?
Shirley.
Not in the workplace, Chris. This is what your wife was talking about. You're very handsy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be a guy doing carpentry work. We set up the worst case.
Okay.
No, all no, right. No, I'm kidding. We no, set no, up yeah.
No, that's
scenario.
Great. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Be roommates.
Okay. I'll be roommates. There we go. Roommates.
All right. Honey. Honey.
What? I'm trying to, get my part good on my hair.
When you're done with that, let's go to this store.
Why?
Downtown, Rick's Stick-em-up.
No, I'm not going to go again.
No, they got the cheapest prices. They said they can't even say them on TV.
No, that's not.
How cheap do you think it could be?
No, they just say that. If it was cheap, they would say it. You really think their lawyer won't let them say it on television?
They said they wouldn't let them say it on television. They've got washers and dryers.
Believe me, they're not so cheap, their lawyers. Why wouldn't their lawyers let them tell them that they had a good price on a thing to get people in there?
That's illegal. Purpose.
Why do you believe everything you hear? And I feel
bad for you. It's a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that if a lawyer said it, that yes, that it would be bad. It would be true. But
why would the lawyer?
A lawyer. How do you? The question is, did a lawyer say it?
Why would a lawyer lie?
No, you're not. Listen. Okay, you don't know this guy that has an ad that says, "Hey, our appraisers are so low. Our lawyer said." Why would they lie? To try to get people to come down without giving them the actual prices.
Do you have a lawyer?
Am I what?
Do you have a lawyer?
No, I don't have to be a lawyer. I don't know what you're getting at. You understand?
Why would somebody with a lawyer...
Why, Dave, how do you...
Call their lawyer. Ask them... Why would somebody with a lawyer...
You're not listening.
Listen to me,
honey. Let me take a deep breath. Because my inability to communicate with you is my fault. I get that. Okay, but let me be really clear. Stop for a second, okay? On the show, on the commercial you heard, hey, come on down to, you know, whatever the product
Rick
was.
Rick Stick'em-Up. They sell washers and dryers.
Come on down to Rick Stick'em-Up. Our prices are so low, our lawyers won't let us say what they are.
Right.
Because if they were so low, they would just say them. That's their way to get people. So they say their lawyer said it, so it's some, they have to have an excuse for why they're not listing their low prices. They're so absurdly low that their lawyer claims, they say, that they would get in trouble if they admitted they were selling it for so cheap, because other places in the area would maybe get mad that their prices are so cheap. So they make that up. The lawyer did not tell them that anybody can give a price out on television.
Can I speak? Can I speak?
Yeah, of course.
Why would somebody who owns a business...
Repeat it, I'm
listen,
gonna get very...
no. Why would somebody who owns a business... call their lawyer tell their lawyer their prices, and why would then their lawyer tell them,
I don't know,
hey,
okay,
honey,
okay, obviously,
hey,
you're not,
don't,
now what's your,
hunt,
lawyer, may I talk now,
yes,
go then.
Why would somebody...
Go. I'm not arguing. You're right. You better get in the car real quick. And go.
Why would somebody...
No, you're right. Well, I don't know why you're wasting any time. You should be down there. If I were you, I'd be...
Do
rushing.
You know...
I would get in the car and just pray to God I follow the rules of the road, because you'd be so excited to get down there. If I were you, I'm not joking around. On a scale from 1 to 10, driving 10 the most aggressively, I would not drive at a 10. If 10 was the most aggressive and 1 was the least aggressive, to get there right now, I would stop right now, run, get your keys, run to the car, and jump the fucking hedges. Get into that goddamn car, start it up, and drive at a 6 or a 7. Maybe tipping to an 8. But if you see signs and there's children playing, acknowledge those signs. You do not want to endanger a child's life. But I would get the fuck down there real quick. I would run in that door. Do not push people out of the way like a maniac. We have to remember these are just things. But they're things you need, and everybody needs money, and everybody needs things. So if you can get some things for less money, aggressively move in there. Some people would think what I'm about to suggest to you is not a good idea. But I would say definitely you have a crutch or a neck brace. This tends to let you wiggle your way in front of people in line. Get to the front of the store, and you take advantage of it, because if this lawyer is saying that it's too cheap to say, that means that the competitors might kill him if they found out how cheap that his products were, because this guy maybe inherited money. So he has a score.
Thank you. There you go.
And he doesn't mind selling at a loss.
Exactly.
So therefore, if you rush and you listen to this guy's lawyer, you're going to get a great fucking deal.
Perfect.
Go right now.
Let's go. You have the Uber app on your phone? Oh, he's here.
It sounds like a pretty good
Oh, no,
day
it's
on
that
the
ghost.
I would get down there now.
I'm not getting in a car with a ghost.
Well, he's our ride. He's our ride. Come on.
I don't want to get in there.
No, I think you should.
He's trapped in there.
Yeah, but you could open the goddamn
door. It's a ghost car.
We can't even get in there.
Oh, it's just a ghost car.
Why did he come to the house?
At least he has some powers. Like, I was hoping it wasn't just a guy in a car beeping his horn.
The doors are stuck. you would normally be able to
get
in, but I can't actually open that.
I have a headache. Can I tell you something? I'm so glad I have vegetables in the house.
Because
otherwise I would want to eat bad so bad right now.
Yeah.
But I've been pretty good, actually.
Good for you.
We're going to go to close here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure. Give me a second here. I want to make sure I did every song. We did that. We did that. What is this?
Butte Valley Sound.
Okay.
Real blood. Excuse me, put that over there. Wow, I think I wrote it twice. I did. You hear it outside?
Wow. I love it. I love... Oh, it rains all of a sudden.
Sam
ding,
Thunder.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Thunder, rain, that reminds me of the 4th of July in Denver, Colorado.
Are you doing a show?
Yeah.
How'd that remind you of it, though?
Oh, it's been rained upon in Denver.
By the way,
they've gotten some rain.
You know, this is just so well done. I think we need it in times like these. I do.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Our guest was Chris Farron.
Great guest.
Ba 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 ba. We feather back into the show. Okay, we got that. Duncan Sting. We made a Duncan Sting. We never used it.
Oh shit!
Just if he said something, I'd go like this.
Duncan Trussell's on the show here on the podcast.
Oh, you know it, don't you? Duncan Trussell's on the show at the barn. Duncan Trussell's on the show, he's on the Todd Glass Show, don't you know? Because what am I, a singer?
Got a motorcycle?
Sure do. Hey, look at those.
You got beautiful blue eyes.
Hey, nice blue eyes.
Hey, do you know the crazy thing about Frank Sinatra?
What?
He had old blue eyes.
Dennis.
He was born with old blue eyes.
That's sad.
It's disgusting.
Hey, don't look. Be a lady tonight. Never this. She walked into the room. Back then they thought women, she's a hard-headed woman. Yeah, probably because she had an opinion. Yeah, back then. What's so difficult about her?
She's a hard-headed woman. She's a bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. I tell her my thoughts and opinions, and she has her own.
Hey, she's a hard-headed woman. Oh. Oh, that's Jimmy Pardo. I don't want to be getting a call from him. When I make those jokes about the other podcast folks, don't get upset. We're going to end the show with two songs. I want to thank everybody for coming out because this has been... I had a lot of fun, Chris.
I did too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're always... You're easy to be around.
Great. Easy breezy.
The cat loves it.
Is my refrigerator running? Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't. It's never going to go. Is your refrigerator running? Yes, it is. I'll take that one to you. That one was good.
It's so adorable. He's so excited. You know what my favorite part when he goes, is it, is it? Because he wants to do his joke. He has to get the yes before he can do his joke. Yeah. Is it?
Is my refrigerator running? Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't. This never gets old. Yes, it is. That one was good. I have that one.
This is a different one. You're going to love it. The part that I'm talking about when he goes, is it? Because he knows he needs his cue. It's adorable every time.
Hello?
Can I say something? Pause it for 1 second. Don't start it over. This cat, for a cat, it talks pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we right?
Yeah.
She's so nice. You know, I like that bit because the cat's having such a good time.
Yeah.
He's doing that old joke. She doesn't even take the bait, but yeah. She's like, you know, she goes, oh, well, you really got me. He's like, ah. You know, it's everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. I like to close my show by singing a song about you singing your song. Well, I'm glad we were here at the Todd Glass Barn. Hanging out, talking about different things together. Hayden stopped by, and then there's Chris. Aaron on the board. Aristotle's here. Playing the drums all night. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. I'm like Wayne Brady now. No, that's what I've turned into. What I'd like to do... Boy, that's fun to do.
I mean, we're pretty good.
I know. It's fun to have people that will, like, sort of, you know, score you. Like they did for Eddie Pepitone.
Yeah.
He did not sound that good. Let's make that really clear! A lot of nibbling, chipping off his voice, adding reverb.
Yeah.
And we had to hire an Eddie Pepitone impersonator. No, there, I said it. The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
When that part, when he goes, would you be... That wasn't him. I'm kidding, by the way. You feel bad if you pick somebody's song, because then what you think is they go, oh, they don't like my new songs? No, it's not my fault that you have a song that you do in the past. It's a favorite. But should I let you do one of your own that you want to pick, or should I request one that I want to hear a repeat of?
It's up to you.
Oh, it's up to me, isn't it? Well, I thank you very much. I don't want to be aggressive in a bit. We're going to end this show with no aggression. Everything's positive.
Life's too short.
Now that's a ghost.
That's a ghost.
That's a ghost. No, that's definitely a ghost. That's a ghost.
That's a ghost.
That's definitely a ghost.
That's a ghost.
That's a ghost.
I think this
was. Wait, that ghost, did it just quote like a what did it say? It's like says these brilliant things. I put all the work Aristotle's way. This ghost is like a poet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we established that I was a ghost. We should probably move on to some questions about moving into the afterlife.
What is it like to move into the...
I don't know. It all happened so quickly.
Ask me questions about the afterlife. What's it like? I don't know. I didn't get to enjoy it. But I like that he said, hey, that's what I said. You know, look, I don't take for granted. I don't think everybody listens to every show, but I think it is true. Like, even me, may pretending I had kids, I think what I made up, I could learn and I would tweak it. Because when you really want to learn what to say that's honest, you tweak it always, just like you tweak everything in life. You learn better ways to phrase it, and there's new ways, and there's ways to. But I thought if I had to pull something out of my. Hoo-gah. I always bleep that word out. Well, it's a dirty word. I would say, well, remember before you were... You don't remember before you were born, right?
Like, me, no.
No. And they say that to a little kid, and you go, well, tell you the truth, I'm not sure, but I know one thing for a fact. It's like where you came from, and you were never in any pain. And
I assure you, that's all wrong!
Oh, oh wow.
All right.
No. Oh, I think a ghost would know.
No, not this ghost. Does he sound like he knows he can't even move through cars? So I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm telling
just
you.
Stuck here.
No. Listen, you don't know anything. This ghost, I can do the same thing. It's weightless. Oh, it's weightless.
That doesn't
Is
sound.
Is that really what I sound like?
fresh.
No. No, his is a little more. He does have more reverb in it. I will admit that. And I don't like admitting shit. I'm normally dumb. How about those people? I don't usually change my opinion. Oh, you're normally a moron. I don't usually go back on what I said. Oh, you're holding dumb thoughts. So, what's that song called? Die in This Hometown. Will you do that?
Sure.
You'll close with it?
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking hear about it in the living room because you know how you pull me aside? Hey, Glass, I'll decide what songs I do on your show.
Yeah.
Do you want to, is there anything you want to promote?
I've got a whole, when this drops, mm-hmm. Friday, June 24th, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, mm-hmm. I just started a tour today.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm in Burlington, Vermont right now.
Is this Higher Ground?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'll be on tour for the next like three weeks.
So it's Friday right now, people are hearing this. And where are you at?
I'm in Burlington, Vermont, and then I'm going all over the place. Cincinnati, Cleveland. And other places.
Go to your, what's your website?
ChrisFerrin.com.
By the way, I'm telling you, I think if he's in a city city near you, and I really do, I tell this to people if they listen to comedians on this show, go. Like, make the effort to go. And I always say, go up and say, if you, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of people come up to me at shows and say they heard me on the podcast, so it's always cool to hear.
Well, thank you. Our guest was Chris Farron, who's going to... Do I say that song right? Do I say the name of it right?
Don't Die in Your Hometown.
Don't Die in Your Hometown?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what you want me to play?
Take it away.
Here I go. Is this plugged in still?
Or is it... Oh, I can't... Yeah. I feel very foolish now not having
whoa, 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 whoa. Did I say goodbye to everybody? I want to have a big closer. I know how to do it. When I give you the sign, you'll come in. Okay. Look at us. Put some reverb in my voice. I know how to take a show to close. What a fun time, right? By the no, not yet. Hold on. No, that's fine. Okay, so Aaron, you're great. Chris,
take
always so much fun. No. Come on, you'll know when. No. Don't be. Aristotle, as always, you're
right
great.
Now?
No. Come on, hey. When I point to you, you'll take it away.
Okay.
So wait till I point to you.
Okay.
Just wait. No. I was saying wait till I point to you. Pointing you. Okay. Now you're.
Well,
stop.
You're pointing at me.
Stop. When I point to you. No. Not. Okay. I'm only pointing to you now to show you what I'm gonna do later. Don't do it now.
Okay.
So later I'll go. Hey, play.
Okay.
No. No. Don't play until I point to you. Okay. No, okay. Don't play until I point to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I put my hands under the table.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if I put a hand out like that. Oh, shit. No. I made a mistake. So, Aristotle, you were great. Hayden, good energy, laughing at all. You know, he was great. He was a great energy. You were really you were really good. You were great. I was glad you were here. Not yet. Maybe I want to say more, Hayden. He doesn't get a lot of attention.
I thought you were pointing at me.
No, I lifted up to move my paper.
Oh,
we do like Abbott and Costello bits now. So everybody, it was just a lot of fun. And Chris?
Yeah.
Do it good.
Okay.
Really get into it. Don't fuck around. Act like you're on like back when some band, wherever they play.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Great direction.
Go ahead.
All right.
Are you going to sing it?
Yeah.
When are you going to do it?
Oh.
Do it right now.
I thought you were going to point to me.
Oh, sorry. Go. Hey, can I put too much reverb in your mic?
I'm not looking at my old notebooks no more. It's just 4 years back in my Gmail to find the ones he wrote before. But I don't feel much better. I feel basically the same. Yeah, I track myself across the earth. Still I'm stuck in the same place. I'm not looking for a good deal on a newly foreclosed home. I'm not calling up cemeteries. Quality gravestones. I feel just like a teenager without the fire in my heart. When I force myself out of my bed and fall asleep in my car. Don't dare go hometown. Are the things that never change. Don't da-da-da-da-da in your hometown. Don't da-da-da-da-da in your hometown. Don't da-da-da-da-da in your hometown.
Thank you.
Good night.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like, it's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.